Courtney Gain, Ph.D., R.D., and Vice President of Scientific Affairs with the Sugar Association, said sugar's guidance has appeared in every version of the guidelines, and added sugar's intake is a major topic of scientific debate. So we ask, how is it possible that this important topic wasn't addressed early in this process? Dr. Gain noted that the Added Sugars Working Group was not formed until September of 2014, and after decades of debate, 2 months' time is certainly not long enough to adequately evaluate this important body of research. She said the 2015 Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee recommendations for added sugars are not based on the preponderance of new scientific information, and therefore, we request the secretaries maintain the 2010 Dietary Guidelines on Added Sugars. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.